Well, Dr. Stephen Mark is a leading urologist in New Zealand, also the chairman of the New Zealand section of urology and the clinical leader of the new prostate registry. Stephen, what's the registry all about?
Look, the registry is a very important component of understanding outcomes of prostate cancer to improve patient outcomes. It's a mechanism of getting clear information on which patients are being treated, how quickly, in which regions, by what treatments, and how effective those treatments are. So it's a bit like getting feedback, and it's getting feedback in a manner that allows us to understand exactly what is happening to patients, how effective that treatment is, with the real overall goal of improving the outcomes of men with prostate cancer.
It was launched this year, and I guess its intention is to slash the time needed to improve the care, so to speak, to pick it up earlier?
Absolutely. It does not only improve the time needed to treat, but probably more importantly, it improves the quality of treatment or the outcome of treatment. It's a bit like giving people feedback into how effective their care is to try and improve the quality of their care. And the registry allows us to have comparison of information from patients across Australia and New Zealand. It will take a couple of years to get the systems fully up and running to allow accurate information to come back, but the goal is to do that within a two-year period and to have that compared to the outcomes of patients across Australia.
It's pretty scary to think that something like 3,000 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year in New Zealand, one in 10 basically, and about 600 will die from prostate cancer each year. I mean, can we sort of pinpoint the cause? Is there any one cause?
Look, unfortunately, with like a lot of cancers, it's very hard to pinpoint a cause. What we do know is that patients who have a family history or genetic link with prostate cancer have a higher chance of developing cancer, but unfortunately, like a lot of tumours, the cause of it is unknown, and we do know that it's one of those cancers that occur more commonly as you get older, and that's one of the difficulties with prostate cancer is that a lot of times men end up having a diagnosis but dying with the cancer and not necessarily from it. And a lot of the new information that's coming out and the stuff that will help us with the registry is selecting appropriate treatment for patients who need it and hopefully not over-treating patients who may not necessarily die of their disease. So it is a common condition. It's the most common male cancer, and it is certainly one that causes a lot of deaths.
I mean, the word is early detection saves lives. It's as simple as that, and it's simple to get a test, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's no question. There is a good method of detecting prostate cancer with a PSA blood test and associated with that a rectal exam, but certainly those tests are effective at increasing the chance of picking up prostate cancer early.
What about the age of men that you recommend getting the test? Is there any particular age?
Yeah, look, I think that comes down to the patient's concern and also their risk factors. If a patient has a family history, or a father or a brother who has prostate cancer, the earlier they get a blood test back, the more accurate that will tell them as to whether they have a risk of prostate cancer. And we would suggest men who have a family history of prostate cancer and those who are concerned about it have a blood test in their mid-40s to 50s, and those who have a concern about it any time from 50 on. And one of the important things is a blood test is followed up with further investigations with a blood test over time, so you can map things rather than just an individual level of the PSA.
And there are early signs, if you're concerned a little bit, what are some of the signs to look out for?
One of the difficulties with prostate cancer is that prostate blockage or urinary symptoms, which occur increasingly with age, aren't necessarily directly linked with cancer. But I think it's important for men who have urinary symptoms that they have cancer ruled out as a cause for that, because it is one of those things that happens at much the same age, and it's a simple thing to have a blood test and a rectal exam to find out whether there is an associated increased risk of cancer with those urinary symptoms.
It's great. Fantastic. Well done on the registry, and the whole of the country is going blue. It's Blue September, Stephen. It's nice to chat.
All right. Thank you very much.